This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings. Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today, we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue. It won't do.
Dance. Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and, candidly, a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that's no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It is Optimism Tuesday edition of the program. It's 3 and Out. Thanks for joining us.
We have already been implored to bring it.
No, have we now?
Yes, David says he's ready for this Optimism Tuesday. He wants us to spin on football recruiting and vol football. He wants to get pumped. Bring it, please. Fire emoji, explosion emoji.
Oh, wow.
What?
You know, it's 37
days.
Was
that you that said that just now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's Davey's line. What are you doing?
Stole it. You hear somebody say something, and then it just becomes a thing, you know?
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
37 days, Houston Kress.
Wait. You're telling me it's 37 days until Big Orange football on an Optimism Tuesday?
On an Optimism Tuesday.
Good God Almighty, Joe Friday, Billy Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hickman, have you seen Varsity Blues?
No.
Oh, my God.
No. This guy.
Hickman, put it on the list.
I'm more of a Reggie Ray guy.
This is only going to get worse.
Who's Reggie Ray?
It's the same person. It's just the different movie.
What's the movie?
Not another teen movie, but the guy who plays Billy Bob plays Reggie Ray, and it's pretty much the same character.
Reggie Ray, mm-hmm. Billy Bob. All right.
Not another teen movie, Chris Evans.
All right,
Varsity Blues.
We don't need.
You got Paul Walker.
Yeah, we got it. We don't need the actor breakdown here.
Okay,
that's fine. It's fine. 37 days. How about that?
It's only going to get worse.
I'm sorry.
You and I get older.
What's going to get worse?
The interns stay the same age and just get further and further from knowing.
What's his name, Dave?
What good movies are
talking about David Wooderson.
David Wooderson. All right. Classic. Did you guys see his 4th of July monologue? I'd like to have a beer with Matthew McConaughey. He's the songbird of our generation who doesn't sing.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
He'll still be in the conference soon.
It's a good point. Maybe he'll make a trip to Neyland.
Oh, he definitely will.
I mean, he's the minister of culture. If he's not the governor of Texas here soon, have to wait and see. Good times, good times. All right, all right, all right. 37 days. That's amazing.
37 days.
I mean, you couldn't have planned it. I mean, we could have, but how far in advance? I mean,
they actually did plan it.
That 37 days out would be on an Optimism Tuesday.
That's why Danny White moved it to Thursday.
So that's what I'm saying.
That was the whole reason.
Like, it can't happen unless the game's on a Thursday.
He's got to get rid of that nickname, Danny No Nugs, so he throws us a bone every now and then.
Not a lot of nugs, though. I think he's still Danny No Nugs. But
yeah, he definitely is.
But he's Danny Tons of Bones.
I accidentally walked by him one time at a baseball game and said, ah, Danny No Nugs, and he turned around and looked.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you say that? What are you doing? He's a human being. Let him live his life, bro.
I didn't say it to him. I was like, it's Danny No Nugs.
But he heard you.
So?
Well, that's rude.
That ain't rude. He probably didn't know I was talking
about.
That'd
be like
him.
If somebody walked by you and
yeah,
they're like,
guy
look,
named Danny,
look at that guy's haircut.
Know.
And you're like, what does that mean? How was my haircut?
I've had the same haircut since I was born. I wouldn't care.
Yeah, but if someone said, look at it, you would get nervous about it.
Especially if they use the word Adam in front of it. Like, they're going to, yeah. Like,
oh, look, it's Adam haircut.
I wonder who they're talking about. Oh.
My apologies, Danny, if you're listening.
It's Dr. Daniel White.
I stand with Adam on this one. It's a compliment.
Yeah.
He keeps things tight, locked down.
Okay. Honestly, now that I think about it, it's not really like a, you know, it's not derogatory.
Right.
No nugs.
Positive.
I mean, you could spin it. Because nuggets could be.
Yeah.
You could be talking about, hey, you don't have any cojones.
But he wasn't. So.
But Danny doesn't know that.
That's on him.
Is it?
He should listen to the program.
Clearly.
Probably does.
Clearly he does listen because he did turn around, you know.
Mm.
He's like, hey, that's me. Well, you also said Danny.
That's true.
That's not the most common name. How old is Danny White?
Adam Haircut Hickman.
Yeah.
Oh, Haircut Hickman.
I need a haircut.
That's his new nickname. You're just Haircut.
How old is Danny White? Is it weird that he goes by Danny?
Yes.
Is it?
I go by Davey.
That's also weird.
That is nothing.
I mean, my dad's David.
He's 40-something, though. You're in your 20s. You can go by Davey in your 20s. Old Dave. Davey.
I mean, Davey Crockett went by that until he died. When did he die?
At the Alamo.
Well, I know, but at what age? I am aware of the history behind it.
So, okay, I want to know how old Danny White is. Davey wants to know how old Davey Crockett was when he died. Hickman's 22.
Yeah, so I wasn't alive for Davy Crockett to die.
None of us were, you idiot.
He died in 1836.
Jeez, dude.
He was 49.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
49. And he killed a bear at 3? What a guy.
Mm.
Is that a true story?
It's in the song, bro.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee. Greatest state. In the land of the free.
He's a folk hero, Adam. So
yeah,
they're probably going to add a little things to pizzazz it up a little bit.
Yeah, like Babe the Blue Ox wasn't actually a blue ox that was the size of a house.
Be cool if he was.
Paul Bunyan's axe didn't actually weigh 2,000 pounds. Folk hero. But it was a real person.
Paul Bunyan's not much of a folk hero to me. Now, Davy Crockett.
Not a folk hero?
What's your take on Johnny Appleseed?
I like Johnny Appleseed.
Oh, yeah, you big Appleseed guy? What's your favorite factoid about Johnny Appleseed? Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Pretty sure I went to his homeland one time.
You know where that is?
I've been there. I really have. I just don't remember where it was.
Davey, if you spelled your name D-A-V-Y like Davy Crockett.
Yeah, you should just drop the E. You could do that. You could absolutely drop the E.
How old was Davy Allison when he died? Because he still went by Davy, so, and that's who I'm at.
Davy Allison?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was named after a NASCAR driver.
Well, I think that's a NASCAR driver. I'm really not sure.
Yeah. I was named after my dad, but obviously instead of saying David twice and everybody, or the same person answering twice, my mom was like, we got to figure
this
out.
You could have been Junior.
Junior.
Oh, my dad hated Junior. That's why I'm specifically the second on my birth certificate.
Davey Allison was only 32, so.
We call you Deuce.
Not too much time left for you.
How about Deuce?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
our number two.
Do you see what Gardner Minshew said?
No, what did he say, number two?
He said number two is not an option. He hasn't even taken a bleep in weeks. That's how serious he's taking this quarterback battle against.
That's a bad idea, dude. That like that would ruin your chances. You're going to be all backed up. You're not going to be moving free. You're going to be grumpy, have a little tummy rumble. You don't want that.
I just think it's cute that he thinks he has a shot of winning the quarterback job.
He does. And what? He did fine last year. Well, he did okay for a little bit. And then he kind of dropped off. Number two. That's a good name for Dave, really, considering what he always brings to the show.
David Carl Allison, went by Davey. Died almost a year before I was born.
Rest in peace. So that's who you were named after? Just kidding.
My mom's side of the family has a pretty extensive background into the sport of racing. So,
is that why she married your dad?
No.
Because of the name?
No.
Oh.
Kind of hurt, right?
I mean, his name was David.
I'm aware.
I didn't have a tie into it.
So they didn't name you Davey. They named you David, but then just called you Davey.
Davey's the nickname. Kind of like David Allison, his nickname's Davey. I don't feel like this is that hard to comprehend.
I don't think it's a nickname. It's just short. Like, if someone's name is William and they go by Billy, I mean, their name's Billy. It's not a nickname.
Okay, then nickname fine if we're wanting to get into the semantics.
Nickname would be like Tiny or Number Two. Like, that's a nickname.
That's my biggest pet peeve is when people go by, like, names that aren't even remotely close to their real name.
Why? You don't like that?
I mean, I think it's kind of cool, but it kind of bugs me at the same time.
It's a pet peeve that you think is cool?
Yeah, but it also kind of bugs me.
We get used to it because we got a kid named Squirrel coming in.
Yes. Well, see, that's a nickname, though.
It's a pretty cool story, too.
No, it's not.
Did you not hear the story as to why his name's Squirrel?
Oh, he mimicked a squirrel.
Yeah. He's like 2 years old. Smart guy. And then he got real fast. So Squirrel it was. Good things. What's his real first name? Like Zartavius?
I don't know. His teammates don't even know it.
A lot of help you are.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch a bunch of Olympics yesterday?
I'm watching it right now.
I don't doubt it. Marquarius. That was close.
Got the ad playing leading into some gold medal softball, Houston. Gold medal.
All right, good.
The USA has hit a triple in the bottom of the first.
Oh, just
one
getting started.
Out. Yep.
Yep.
Taking on Japan.
It's a runner in super scoring position, we'll call it. So,
2-2.
Good start.
0-0, bottom of the first.
All right.
Kat Osterman pitching for the Americans. Monica Abbott, ready to go. Ready to close it out, I'm sure.
Probably like fourth inning. Bring her in.
We'll see. Kind of weird watching these softball games on a baseball field.
What, they just got like the short fence out there? Yeah, it's kind of.
Oh, pass ball. Coming to plate. She slides. They got her.
Ah! Why did you get me so excited? I'm like,
it was exciting.
Yeah, but then
some early morning softball.
Basketball, play at the place. She slides. And they
went head first. I mean, she was pretty much.
Is this for gold for Team USA?
Do you listen to the show? Like he just said, it's the gold medal game for softball. Monica Abbott.
I don't know if they have replay.
Do you even know who Monica Abbott is?
Yeah, she is a Tennessee alum.
She went head first.
She's a baller.
Oh. That Japanese pitcher really did a good job blocking the plate.
Pitcher?
Mm-hmm.
So the pitcher covered
pitcher
home.
Pitcher came
and
home and covered. Yeah. Catcher threw it back to her.
I don't want any Connor Pavlone slander right now, guys. Just
now there's some there's some debate.
Uh-oh.
Because it was I guess the umpire ruled that the hitter swung, and then, of course, it was a pass ball, and it was a 2-2 count. So the runner took off and ran to first.
Oh.
That's I guess there's no replay there. We move on.
So much for the triple.
Yeah. Two outs, runner on first. Another pass ball. She's now at second.
We got a wild pitcher on the mound here. Whew. Things are getting crazy here.
Yeah, but look. I can't see that. Yeah, like second base is between, you know, the pitcher's mound and the dirt.
Oh, okay. Where their base path is? On second?
Right,
like
not
second?
Second. Yeah. No, it's turf.
Huh.
Like, look at this. She's standing on second.
That's confusing. That's messing with my eye.
They brought in dirt for the picture.
Japan wears shorts. They don't wear baseball pants. They just wear
softball pants.
Well, you know what I'm saying. They just wear shorts. Huh. That's got to be comfortable. They might be onto something.
Yeah, but when you slide, you're going to cut up your legs.
Well, they got the high socks on. They got the compression shorts. There's not a lot of exposed area there.
You slide correctly on your hip.
Shorts.
I think
I'd like
to be good.
Good God.
That was an aggressive one.
I mean, Lord have mercy, bro. We're talking softball over here. You broke
it's
my
a gold
ear.
Gold medal on the line.
Game.
And have two bets on it.
Oh, there it is, folks. Yeah, there's the truth.
Three, actually.
There's the truth.
Counting the parlay.
Hickman Dave, I hope you guys caught that. He has three bets on
another
this game.
Another fastball.
Yes. This is a sports
Not
show.
Third base.
And Nate is covering
this is exciting.
Women's Olympic softball gold medal. Not because we ever do this ever. But because he has three bets.
I see no problem.
No, it's fine, but it's going to have to be the three of us because this guy, I mean, it's the first inning. Like, Nate's pretty much checked out.
These games are short.
Okay.
It's softball, man. Runs are a premium.
Oh, it is softball? Is that what this is?
Especially with our pitching. We get some runs on the board, a run on the board. Could be lights out.
One in stripes as shorts are the traditional softball attire.
Oh, man.
I don't feel like I mean, maybe for like I've never – none of my teams have ever worn shorts. Softball teams, you know. Mm-hmm. When my uncle coached a team, they wore baseball pants. High school, baseball pants. Tennessee, baseball pants. Olympic gold medal game.
Why do you
keep
calling them baseball pants?
Because they're baseball
pants.
Well, they are, but I mean, what came first? Yeah, baseball.
That's I mean,
like,
actually,
that's like saying if I'm wearing basketball shorts while I'm playing flag football, they're flag football shorts.
Well,
jeez, what's wrong with you?
This is kind of important though, because now, like, if you go to the store, and they can be the exact same color, exact same brand, but in the baseball section, typically they're the longer pants. Mm. They go almost all the way down to the top of the shoe.
So you're telling me Liam Spence wears softball pants?
But in the softball section, they're always, you know, cut higher. Mm-hmm. I don't see any softball girls that wear them all the way down to the top of their shoe the way some baseball players do.
I'm fairly certain I just saw the girl at home plate wearing those at bat.
No, she had navy socks and navy pants.
It's tricky when they're the same color.
Gotcha there.
Sorry, I'm not looking at my screen. I'm looking across the
That's
room
okay.
at yours.
I was just saying.
Your pixelated screen. With
It's
the,
very
the,
clear.
Yeah, the light turned way low. I couldn't really make out
it's
much detail.
All the way up.
What is that, HD? Didn't think so.
At the moment.
It's plugged in. It was all the way up.
Yes, Dave.
The United States currently sit atop the medal count with 22 medals in total, 9 gold, 5 silver, 8 bronze. You got China in second with 21.
China.
So do we have the most gold medals?
We are tied with China and Japan.
How many?
So this
how many
is a tiebreaker with Japan
how many
right
we got?
Here.
How many gold?
9. Outside of that, the next closest is 5 for the Russians that aren't supposed to be Russians, or I don't know how they're setting that up.
They're just from that land up there.
They're Russian, but they're not on a Russian team. They're just Russians at the Olympics.
Yes.
It seems legit. And then you got Great Britain in 5th.
How many
Did you see the girl from Alaska last night win gold medal? Mm-mm. The gold medal in swimming?
No, is it awesome?
Yeah, we had 2 Americans in the final. Mm-hmm. And the other one, King was her last name.
King.
Leslie. King was her last name.
Well, just Mrs. King. Miss King.
And she had won it before. She was kind of like our, you know.
The favorite.
Well, she wasn't. I don't think she wasn't the favorite in the race, but she was our best chance. The favorite was a South.
So she thought.
There was a South African in the middle in one of the top
South
2
African.
Seated lanes.
Yeah.
King was beside her. Mm-hmm. Those were kind of the 2 favorites. The betting lines really suggested that no one else had a shot to win.
No. What do they know?
As they make the last turn, there's like one girl that kind of went out pretty fast. She's fading. It looked like the South Africans would win, but then
South Africa.
This like teenager from Alaska, I think it said the first Alaskan swimmer to ever make the Olympics. They have 1 50-meter pool in the entire state of Alaska.
That's probably because they can't swim much in Alaska.
she trains on a 25-yard pool, apparently. Wow. It's not even meters. That's so, crazy. Like, they don't. Anyway, she just comes out of nowhere, finishes first, South African second, other U.S. girl third. So we went gold and bronze. Kind of saved a bad night. I mean, Big Cow's already tweeting after we had lost a couple early races.
I saw that he said we stink in the Olympics, yeah.
Mainly because we have won the 100-meter backstroke in the men's every Olympics since Atlanta in the 90s.
Really? 96? Yeah.
And we lost last night.
China will actually claim that they are in first because Taiwan they're currently 12th, but it's listed as Chinese Taipei. So,
Taipei.
Mm-hmm. Pad Thai.
That's Thailand. It's completely different.
Pad Thai.
The way you say some words.
Say Purdue.
Like the chicken company?
The university.
Purdue.
Let's go to Matt.
Pite. What the hell?
Matt.
Unbelievable.
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
Welcome to the Olympic Breakdown Show.
You wanted sports.
You did call the right number. Don't worry about it.
It's just the right show.
No.
Pad Thai. I don't like anything with peanuts in it, guys. But
you like peanut butter?
Chinese or Thai. I love peanut butter, but peanuts and...
No, I'm not a big fan either. Are you allergic?
What is drunken noodles, on the other hand.
Oh, God. Give me all those.
There you go.
What's it?
By the way, Houston, softball was first, dating back to 1300 in England. The first recorded swing was a rock that was pitched underhanded and hit with an old white oak hickory stick.
You messing with me right now?
No, that's a fact.
Okay, but I'm guessing at that point they were wearing dresses, not pants.
William,
I don't know. You just called Brad. Nate out a minute ago. I'm just calling to clarify.
I want to know what came first, baseball pants or softball pants. Don't give me this in England underhand hickory stick talk.
Well, now you're changing the rules. I mean,
I don't care about the sport. I care about the pants. But I'm pants here.
Well, I'll see if they got a picture dating back to 1300.
You do that.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Here's your assignment.
How's it going? 37 days, guys.
37 days yep. on Optimism Tuesday. Oh, baby. Matt, I mean.
A little bit. I got a little tangled. Just a little bit.
There you go.
When you guys said that this morning. Yeah. Just a little bit. Not a lot. But
Peerless Price days until the big orange.
Peerless Price, man. God, weren't those the days, guys? Hickman, I feel. You guys, by the way, lay off of Hickman early on in the morning. My God. Jesus, guys.
Thank you.
Never even witnessed a football team. You bet, Adam. I'm tired of them getting on you, man.
I asked if he saw a movie. That's all I did.
You know, you dissing his age and all that stuff, man.
I didn't diss his age. He's a young man.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
I'm a broken young man.
This is the same guy who said yesterday the Olympic swimmers are slow.
I'm trying to get
optimism, and then, you know, you start off good, and then you just totally negate it with negativity like that.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm the only one apologizing, but I am sorry.
I feel like Hickman, you're going to be watching a winner this year, man.
You know,
this is going to be your first taste of Tennessee football.
I hope so.
This is it. This is the year.
I got a good 5-game stretch out of Butch Jones, and that's about the best.
Hey, Pruitt won 6 out of 7, man. I mean, the teams were dog.
That is sad, dude. Think about that, man. His two best. Or the 5-game winning streak with Butch Jones that led to absolutely nothing, and then the end of the season with who's the jackass we just had?
Cornbread,
and then just another failure the next season. God, man, I don't know what's better though. There's part of me, Adam, that I kind of admire you. I wish.
Think how easy it is for him to tune out at any point, right?
Right.
That's the thing. I can't do that.
Oh, that's good. Good genes, I guess.
I've had a taste of it. Now it's like you want the fight. You know, once you win it, you want it, you know?
Yeah. It's well said.
Yeah. I don't know, guys.
Here. It's Optimism Tuesday. Tennessee's got 100% crystal ball predictions for 4-star offensive lineman Addison Nichols. Nolan. Oh, yeah.
What about –
He's
we talked about that yesterday.
No crystal balls for him yet, but the Rivals guys are all switching their future cast picks to Tennessee now, from
some
Florida.
Some headlines
including
that is Tennessee the team to beat?
Mike Farrell, lead recruiting analyst for Rivals.com, has said Walter Nolan's going to Tennessee from Powell. So it's like, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes down the road.
20.
You think they'll land? If they land him, that's you got to give this coaching staff a lot of credit. That's a good sign.
I said that yesterday, Matt, and I'm not saying I'm not going to give him credit, but like it's so his coach at Benedict was Marlon Walls, who played defensive line here, and now both of them are moving. It feels like I'm not going to say cheap, but we're getting the hometown discount here from Marlon Walls, which is great. That's why you treat your VFLs well. That's why, you know, former players matter, because they're about to get you a five-star D tackle.
We didn't get any hometown discounts with Cornbread.
No.
Or Jones. How many legacy players did we just blow up during that whole 10-year era?
Yeah, you got them to come here, and then now they hate the university.
Yeah, right.
Like Jalen Hurd, not going to be mentioned as a VFL. And I mean, thank God Kamara comes back. Jeez, could you imagine? We'd have like no star power whatsoever in the NFL.
I saw an article of him and Peyton Manning in the same Hall of Fame. Is that something about him touching into the Hall of Fame with Peyton or something? I don't know what I was looking at, or coming back for it.
Huh? Like Knoxville Sports Hall of Fame or something?
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. But, yeah, I think that is what it was actually.
Peyton just now getting into that? Really? What are we waiting on, boys?
He'll probably be here for homecoming against Georgia.
Shut up, Dave.
We don't have any games this weekend, do we?
No.
That's a shot at Peyton. Sorry.
Yeah, you and Davey taking shots at old Peyton. King Peyton. Just taking shots at him on an Optimism Tuesday. You call in, you say you guys are – you're being not optimistic enough. Now you're taking shots at the king. What are you doing, man?
Right. No, it's smart. They put
it's
Georgia.
The share.
They put Georgia so Peyton can come in then.
He never lost to Georgia.
See? Smart. And it's a game you're probably going to lose anyway, so it won't be a big deal.
Yeah.
You don't want to put the jinx on the South Alabama game. Make sure you get that win. Smart.
Yeah, you don't want to put him at one of those so-called gimmies. Like, you don't want to even risk it.
Georgia State.
He needs to come to every game until
broke. That way we win. Oh, let's go 0-12. Then it's like, dude.
That's how you break the curse, maybe.
I know. He's got to be here for, you know, multiple games.
How long was the Bambino curse? Wasn't it like 100 years?
That sounds right. Wasn't it 100?
It was a long time.
Curse of the Bambino.
Something, or
how long was that goat curse for Chicago? The Cubs.
Yeah,
I mean, wasn't that like an 82-year drought or something like that?
Yeah, it was a while. I think that and the Bambino curse, like the two worst, you know, Major League Baseball curses. Yeah. There's something to be said. When you get past 50 years, I mean, good God, guys. I say that, and we're pushing, what, 23 years. Ew.
So halfway home,
hey,
buddy.
Real quick, on the way out of here, you guys were talking about the Texas.
Yes, Texas.
Whatever
Oklahoma,
it was, the battle. Yeah, earlier the battle of, you know, Revolutionary War, Davy Crockett going down and all that. Tennessee's volunteer state because of that, correct?
Yes.
So didn't we basically, aren't we responsible for Texas becoming a state?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Therefore, don't we reserve the right to UT? Yes, we do.
Country,
I mean, the University of Tennessee was founded before Texas was a state.
That could be a pretty good rivalry, guys.
Damn right it is. They want some of this. We just got to get, you know, got to get some talent in here. I tried to beat it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Appreciate the phone call.
There you go. We got to hit a break. Way overdue. Come back with more. Stick with us right here on
Long Overdue.
Rain Out. Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios. Optimism Tuesday. Yeah, Matt did say the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, he's a little off on that.
Well, it's the Texas Revolution.
Texas Revolutionary War. Yeah. Breaking news from Japan. Simone Biles out of team competition with an injury after her vault. After we are already trailing the Russians.
That's not going to help. How's that work if somebody has is out with an injury in the team.
So you just call someone else in, or does she just get zeros the rest of the way?
Surely.
You get called up,
somebody.
Go to the bullpen?
I don't know, though, man. If somebody doesn't have it that day, do you tell them to go down? You tell them to, like, land it, like, pose, and then, like, oh, hammy.
Carry struck.
I hate that for small balls. That sucks.
Hopefully she can get back for the Indies, right? Maybe. I don't know what the injury is.
Nah,
yep. USA Gymnastics told USA Today Simone is out for the rest of the night.
Hope nobody was trying to avoid the gymnastics updates this morning. Going to watch it later. That's going to hurt NBC's primetime ratings.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because the ratings were already so good.
Going to make it worse?
Yeah. Not good, Bob. Not good.
You know, that's the thing about the Olympics, right? People that it does rate with are typically not sports people.
Not sports people?
Yeah.
I did not know this.
Yeah. More casual viewers.
Breaking from WVLT.
Yeah, usually,
Olympic champion Simone Biles out of team finals with an apparent injury.
Usually gymnastics and figure skating are the breadwinners, the ratings.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not swimming?
Pretty women.
Mm-mm.
That's why.
You're a pig.
I'm just You're saying, that's why.
You're a pig. They're athletes. They have to wear those clothes
I will
to
say,
make them faster.
In regards to swimming, the greatest thing I've seen was the Australian coach's reaction to winning the gold.
Mm, yeah.
They got that poor little girl with the mask trying to, like, hold him back.
Missed it. You see this, Dave?
Sorry, I was looking up USA Rugby.
Of course you are.
I love the Olympics. Yeah. Well, see, Debbie was in the right.
I have not seen a split second of the Olympics.
What is wrong with you?
I couldn't find – I don't know how to watch it.
Just turn on NBC at 8 o'clock every night.
8 o'clock?
Yeah.
I got things to watch, man.
And they're going so slow it feels like
you
can literally
watching?
See the second split.
What's on your current TV schedule?
Big Brother. Alone. Bar Rescue. I have a lot recorded. And Kitchen Nightmares with – Gordon Ramsay.
Okay, you can't beat that. That's a pretty elite lineup right there.
The U.S. is going to the pen.
We are?
Yeah.
Officially?
I guess. It's not Abbott, though.
Oh.
I thought she was already in.
I thought you were talking about the – no, it was the other girl.
No, Kat Osterman was pitching. Now it's Allie Carter.
What's give me the rundown. What inning? What score?
It's we're starting the top of the third. It's still 0-0.
All right.
And Abbott's in the bullpen, just starting to throw a little overhand, get limbered up.
Why is she throwing overhand?
She's just a little short.
That's
going to
mess up muscle memory.
No, she's just getting the blood flow going, you know, getting loose, getting limber.
All right.
She is so tall.
One in Stripes wants to know how bad Frenchie was. So good and so bad. What a first week. Guy from Tennessee won the first two competitions on day number one. And then made enemies throughout the house, got voted out. Very sad. Spoiler alert. It's tough. You root
for
the
still watching Big Brother?
It's a new season. Just started.
What season is it?
I don't know.
49?
Something like that, yeah.
Man, people were wanting recruiting talk, so I'm going to get us back on track. Did you see the big commit yesterday?
No.
No.
Jay Hardy to Liberty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently Rodney Garner didn't want anything to do with him. So I hear. I heard some stuff about him before he committed here that people really weren't that impressed. That apparently our previous staff liked him because he had 4 stars, and that was about it. Mm. Which adds up.
Gotcha.
No, what's still weird
no.
to me?
What do you mean no?
They didn't like.
It wasn't an opinion. It was a fact.
No, they didn't like to recruit in the state of Tennessee.
I mean, okay, that can also be true. I wouldn't say no. But Hugh Freeze just stacking up former Tennessee commits.
Mm-hmm.
Could have had him.
Yeah, Jay Hardy, if you don't remember the...
D lineman.
From McCauley School.
Yes.
Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Auburn. And
I love how Davey wants to talk recruiting for Liberty.
Right.
Because he thinks that's what the listeners
There was
want.
A Tennessee tie there.
Yeah, but it's like
I did pull
not...
it up. Do you know who Walter Nolan's NFL comparison is on 247?
Well, I know the name.
You probably not. Nate will. Even though he's former first-round pick and is really good.
What about me?
Where did he play in college?
I think USC.
Do you know? Who is it?
Leonard Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Jets.
Well, now the Giants. He got traded.
Picked by the Jets, all right?
Yeah.
Top five.
Top five. Leonard Williams. Top 10. Is he good?
Gabe Brooks. Leonard?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the best defense linemen in the league.
Well, a lot of guys get drafted high. They don't really pan out. I was asking if he panned out.
He's just played for really bad teams. So it's like he's the bright spot on a team that's never going to be in contention.
Don't do it.
It's the way he was for
the
Jets.
Don't do it.
And then he got traded to the Giants, man.
I just figured you were going to be like kind of like Walter Nolan will be when he comes here.
No, I wasn't actually leaning that way.
Yeah. Good. Good for you.
I'm pretty sure he went to USC. But anyway, the write-up on 247, they also have Walter as a future first-round pick as well. But they say, stoutly assembled defensive lineman with college-ready size, owns the requisite height and possesses verified length to foster more bulk additions if desired.
That requisite?
I struggle with the drink.
Like booze or
requisite?
A little bit of both.
For those listening at home, he meant to say requisite, which is a required skill. Good Lord.
She got the update that Simone Biles is out. We're talking about that.
Yes, thank you. Just
anyway, I guess powerful build manifest and point of attack disruption flashes consistent suddenness at the snap and closes
consistent
fast.
Suddenness.
That's what it says at the snap and closes fast in pursuit.
Yeah, every play
shows outstanding lateral range relative to size, punchy and physical.
Punchy
motor runs hot.
He's a fighter.
Chili runs hot.
Strong enough to make plays through blocks. Can also run plays down from backside. Has posted outstanding verified testing numbers. Violent hands will become even more dangerous as pass rush move set expands. Could thrive inside in a
pass
four-man
rush move set. Is that what they wrote?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm reading this all verbatim.
Yeah, I bet.
Could thrive inside in a four-man front, but looks to have position and scheme versatility among the nation's top defensive prospects in the 2022 class. Should become impact high major defensive lineman with high round NFL draft ceiling.
Game changer.
And he's going to Powell. Tennessee top five. I really hope we're not in the top five as a favorite tomorrow in Walls. I hope we really are, you know, making some moves and some push. Rodney Garner, you know, big
making
selling point. Yeah.
So the Japanese had gotten a runner on first with nobody out. That's why they took Cat Osterman out.
That is a very quick trigger.
Yeah, it is. But it's looking like a pretty good call so far because Japan tried to lay down a sacrifice bunt. And the third baseman, I don't know how she was there so fast, but, man, fielded the ball and threw the girl out at second.
Wow.
Yeah, bang, bang play.
I mean, that's amazing.
Cut her down. Then there was a strikeout.
Two down.
But I started explaining this, the new pitcher hit Japanese hitter on the knee.
Good.
She's down at first. So it's first and second with two out. Top of the
I like a little contact. You got to let them know you're there.
Top
don't
of
crowd
third.
My plate.
Two outs, though. Just got to get one right here. Got the it's the four hitter up, though. So we'll see. See how things go. Hit a quick break.
Resiquit right break coming up.
Final segment, hour number one of the program. Optimism Tuesday edition.
Yep.
They think they're off to a great start. Going for gold on the diamond. Well, I guess except for that Biles news. That was bad. It was not optimistic. No real way to...
She'll bounce back.
Spin that one.
Only 4 years to go. Three, actually.
What? No, she'll be back. Just ice it up. Put a little wrap on it. Should be good to go. Have you guys seen that the push for Tennessee's opener against Bowling Green?
A push for what?
Checker Nealon.
They need to worry about just trying to get 100,000 fans in there.
Well, if you Checker Nealon, that's a draw. It's a gimmick. It's a draw.
How many fans do you think they're going to get in there?
Thursday night? What was the App State game?
It wasn't 100,000.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they put. I mean, I was at the game. I don't think it was 100,000.
I was at the game, too.
It was a lot. It was a good crowd then. But that was a season where you were, rebuilt.
High hopes. All,
yeah. And justifiably so. I mean, you had a really good team.
Announced attendance.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
I remember we talked about it all week. Like, what's
100,074.
Okay, so subtract about 6,000 from that, and there you go.
Yeah, it wasn't -6,000. I would probably put it around 97,000 to 98,000.
Were you there?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't think it was a bad crowd.
No, it was better than I thought it would be, actually. We were pretty worried because a lot of times, you watch other teams, big teams, play a Thursday nighter for the first time, and it,
But people being can't travel in for it that normally would just due to work.
I didn't get to watch that game, and I was very upset.
But being the opener, I think that helped.
You didn't get to watch it.
It was
a dogfight.
It was a nightmare.
Brett Musburger had a pretty good call.
Did he call it?
When they opened the game, I believe. That's when he did, the video of us running through the tee that everybody uses on YouTube to, show cool college football traditions. They used the one from the App State game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I always liked the one Testator did. For Utah State.
It was 13-6 going into the fourth.
Barn burner. Yeah. OT. Got it done. Great play. What do you think about Checker Nealon for the opener? Your 33-point favorite. Probably going to win.
I'm fine with it.
I am too.
I actually thought I wouldn't be.
I'm not like...
When I saw it...
I'm not going to pound the table for it, but if they say do it, why not? Probably going to win the game. Might get some more people in the stands. Show off the
It'll be a
pageantry.
Look.
Be a and nice no welcome pressure. Aboard for Josh Heupel.
Yeah, we got to figure out a way to get the eyes off of a UCF and Boise State.
Wouldn't hurt. What time is that game?
Same as ours.
Dang it. Yeah, but we're in the Power Five. It won't matter. Yeah, if the offense is exciting, people might flip over. Like, dang, Tennessee's got how many?
I hope people don't watch this game.
I'm not going to lie.
Because that means we're crushing them. If people are watching Tennessee Bowling Green, it means we're struggling.
Come on.
I'm just saying. It's like a 116 matchup. Nobody watches it if the one's just blowing them out.
Well, what if we got 50 at the half, and then Matt owes me lunch or dinner? Well,
that's fine.
And then it's like, wow.
The casual fan's not going to watch it
What if we score 7 touchdowns in, 12 plays?
I still don't think anybody's going to watch it over the two best non-Power 5 teams of the last 20 years.
On top of Ohio State playing at the same time.
Yeah, but who are they playing? Some junk team?
They're Minnesota. On Big Ten Network. People don't have that channel.
That's right. Ohio State. Why are they opening with a conference game again?
Get those eyeballs. Or the boat.
All right. Checker Nealon for the opener.
Actually, yeah, I thought I'd be mad about that.
Whoa.
What?
NBC announcers are reporting it's not a physical injury to Simone Biles, it's a mental issue.
What?
What does that mean? She wants her fans there. That's what it is. Guaranteed. She feels like a practice.
A mental?
That was from Chris Button, formerly of the Knoxville Market, but now with ESPN, SEC Network, all that. Mm-hmm. Mental. What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe she almost landed a stunt wrong and scared her a little bit, and now she's kind of like, oh,
What did she get? She got injured on the vault, or the vault was the last thing she did?
She vaulted, uh-huh. Landed, and then went to the uneven bars, and they pulled her right there. That is so strange.
It almost makes more sense if she did her first vault and then didn't do the second one.
Couldn't tell you. So strange. Sad.
Man, these are the days. We get shot of Mike DeBoard in the booth, down 13-3 in the second quarter to App State.
Give it to Jalen Hurd over and over and over again. Was that the game that Alvin Kamara had 2 touches?
Well, I just watched one of them. But yeah, something like I don't know. DeBoard wasn't wrong to ride Jalen Hurd in the I think the third quarter. I mean, that's what.
No, I mean, there's
like the only thing we had going.
Well,
their defensive line was whooping it. Remember when we thought John.
Because they ran the bare front. It's like we had never seen it or practiced against it before.
Kamara had 6 carries for 21 yards.
Like our offensive line couldn't do crap with these guys.
What game am I thinking
3
of?
3 receptions for 20.
I mean, 9 touches. I remember the App State guys getting in their stance like they do in NCAA football for the home team.
Well, it was a Thursday nighter. We won the game.
We had to recover our own fumble in the end zone to win it.
It's a heads-up play.
It's embarrassing.
You're embarrassing.
I just watched 2 negative runs.
How many nail biters did we squeak out that year? App State. You could make the argument
Georgia.
That Ohio was a nail biter that year because it was like 22
Florida was.
To 13.
You were down by like 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, but we
half.
Won by 2 touchdowns.
We used to just say
at least 10.
During that season, during the weeks, Adam, we'd say, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. I mean, we started off 5-0, but could have easily started off 1-4.
Wasn't it like 38-28, Dave? 38-28. Beat Florida by 10.
Yeah, but we
beat Ohio by 9.
28-3.
Watch the center on this. Like,
is that our center?
Yeah, watch.
Good gravy.
Did that not remind you of West Virginia?
Don
and,
Mahoney.
And
who was that? Was that Coleman?
I don't know.
Good gravy. That was he slipped. It was we had a turf issue.
Don't you besmirch the name of Don Mahoney.
I don't know.
I will do whatever the hell 50, I want.
It's 55. Who was 55?
Wasn't that Coleman?
I'm not going to let you come at my LinkedIn friends like that.
Congratulations, by the way. That's a big get.
Did you guys see David's tweet?
Got called for holding on that play, too. Brett Kendrick.
The mental injury one?
Yeah.
David says, did Davey hit Simone up on Tinder? You got her all hot and bothered.
No, I was actually looking into that story because Houston mentioned it. She met her boyfriend on like a celebrity dating app that's like you got to get accepted into. Yeah,
and he still didn't know who she was?
Apparently he's a safety for the Houston Texans. So
he was just like, oh.
He met her on a celebrity dating app.
Yeah, it's like ladders for, you know,
okay.
Jobs. You got, you know, got to be making over 100K.
Right, you got to be a certain...
How does that work? Like, how
do you verify your celebrity status?
Yeah, like what? Like, oh, you have to have like TV time. You got to be over like 1 million followers, or
I don't know. So I'm not buying this story at all. Then, like, if I'm on a celebrity,
I said I wasn't sure if I bought it.
Dating app.
I mean, it's a cute story. I just don't know if it's real.
And I'm getting ready to start like actually dating someone, you know, in person.
Simone Biles.
I'm gonna give it a quick Google. You
know? Like might be the greatest gymnast ever. I never heard of her. I'm so busy playing football.
He's a liar.
What's his name, Dave?
Jonathan Owens.
He's just trying to
balance. Does he play? Though. Like, is he on the 53 or is he on the practice?
Missed the Texans, so it's not like, I don't know.
Okay.
Went to like Western
Missouri.
It has
been confirmed that Simone Biles has withdrawn from tonight's women's artistic gymnastics team final.
So, I got questions for the individual now then. If she's not hurt physically, this is fascinating.